Good morning, everyone. It is happy hour again. It is the happy hour. It's time for a radio show with Jeff and Jeremy. Your wait is over. We are back for episode 5. Some people said we wouldn't make it halfway through episode 1. And now here we are, episode 5, 5 weeks later. Haven't missed an episode. We're up to 48 fans on our Facebook page, which you can get to from radioshowonline.com. If it's 11:01 on Sunday, September 12th, then you're listening to us live. If not, you're not. Jeff, good morning.
I should say something at this point.
You should. I can just go the whole hour by myself if you want.
I do want to say something about our Facebook page. We have added over 20 people in this week alone. And
have we done? It's always more impressive when you talk about like percentage. Yeah. Like we've increased our followers by 80%.
I wanted to say we doubled it, and you would think that I was calling people every other night saying, why haven't you liked our page? I would never do that.
No.
But you would think, based on the reactions we had this week of all the ads, that I was, you know, doing some arm twisting.
Yeah.
Some real pressure. It was just people on their own, saw the page, liked it. Would have loved to have gotten about 6-7 more, then we would have said we doubled.
Right.
But at this rate, I did some quick math just here, right now. At this rate, if we had 20 a week for the next 10 weeks, we'll have over 200 fans.
Wow.
And that's something that I think we said 200 fans by Thanksgiving was our goal back in April when we first talked about this show.
Is that what we said?
That was. I remember. I wrote that down. I took a journal of what we talked about.
Is that when we talked about this show first, was back in April?
April, yeah. I think that was when the fetus was first conceived. The fetus that is our radio show.
The zygote. That's when the zygote started. And from there. Well, you know, there's a couple different ways to connect with us. First of all, you can listen to the show live. And if you go to radioshowonline.com, there's a big link with, as Jeff's pointed out, for headphones that indicate this is where you listen.
Because we don't necessarily assume our fans can read. Yeah. We don't assume anything. So
you don't have to.
No, not to enjoy this show. You don't need to. You need basic communication skills to enjoy the show.
We're not one of those pretentious shows that says here's the education level you need to have to listen to us. We don't care. We accept all.
Maybe junior high, you said school's not for me, and you're doing something else. But you know what? We're gonna be there for you.
We are gonna be there for you.
You and the people that have doctorates and everyone in between, which I think we fall in between the level of junior high and doctorate.
We are somewhere in between junior high and doctorate. Yeah.
That's really our comfort zone.
Yeah, but yeah, you can listen to this. The cool thing is that I actually tested this. If you have a smartphone, like an iPhone or an Android, I'm not an Android guy. Or if you even have, are you mad?
I don't have one.
Yeah, you're mad. You have a BlackBerry.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with BlackBerry.
I don't think you can.
But if you go to the webpage, you can actually listen to the show and from your iPhone. You just click on that link and you can listen live. So if you're in your car, if you're at church.
Yep. Church is a great place to listen to the show.
Yeah, you just
live actually, because there's mass going on now.
Exactly.
What a great way. Two birds, one smartphone.
It's hard to participate in the chat room when you're doing that.
I don't think so.
No? You think you can pull it off?
I think I'm gonna go to church right now.
Just to listen to the show.
Yep, try it out.
If you're doing the walk of shame home, you know,
and the old walk of shame.
The old walk of shame, and you still smell like smoke. Well, there's not as much smoke, I guess.
If you were pushed out of a bed and you're doing the walk of shame home and you're feeling a little down, maybe you don't feel so great about yourself.
We are here to comfort you.
Pull up a smartphone, pull up an iPhone. Jeff and Jeremy are going to get you through the morning. You know what? By noon, you're going to feel just a little bit better about yourself. You're still probably pretty awful, but you're going to feel a little better about yourself.
So if you see someone with white earbuds in walking down West 9th Street, alternating between crying to herself or himself and alternately laughing, they might be listening to
us. Have you done a walk of shame?
No.
I'm pretty sure I have.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, let's talk about this.
It was in Chicago.
In Chicago.
In Chicago.
Well, see, now when you were in Chicago, you didn't live, you lived in like a suburb, or you lived
Well, no, I lived in Chicago. It was Lincoln Park, right on the border of Lakeview. And I walked from a place around Wrigley to my place, which is about 2 miles on a Sunday morning.
Wow.
And luckily met my roommate and his girlfriend. We ended up having a nice breakfast and everything was great. So instead of the radio show, I had them to lean on. But I wish I had the radio show.
Right. That would have comforted your walk.
It would have made the walk a little easier.
Warmed your walk. So, all right. Well, we wanted to start off with the show. Oh, by the way, there's already people in the chat room wanting to give a shout out to Barry. He's actually has, you know, we've talked about before how the chat room is a great place to meet your future mate. And yeah. Barry has taken this to heart. Barry's actually in the chat room. And yes, Jeff's giving me the signal.
I'm raising my hand.
Yes. We're not formal here.
Will you call on me?
Just talk.
I do have a chat room update, Jeremy.
Okay.
And we didn't even plan this. That was a great introduction, a great segue.
Just off the cuff. That's what we do. A lot of planning, but sometimes we go off the cuff.
When I was, I do have some free time occasionally during the week, and I like to go to the chat room. Because the chat room, people don't know this, it's not just buzzing with activity on the day of the show.
Yeah.
It's 7 days a week. It's open for business.
It is open 24/7. Listening to our show live Sunday mornings at 11, that brings people together. That's when the campfire is lit.
Yes.
But the stones around the campfire are still there throughout the week. Are you following my analogy?
I am. I am. It's throughout the week. And that was a very touching analogy. That really hit home with me. Because you know how much I love camping.
Yes.
So talk about the chat room. I popped in maybe on a Wednesday morning, and do you know what I saw?
What did you see?
About six people were exchanging recipes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, who would have thought?
Huh. What were the recipes?
Chicken dishes, of some pork-based dishes. Mm. It was just incredible to see that it's transcended just being about you and I.
Yeah.
They're actually helping each other out with some dinner parties.
Well, let's not go crazy, Jeff. It's still about you and I.
Well, it is.
Just not as much.
But though. So now when people are planning dinner parties, they go to our chat room.
Yeah.
And that's an unexpected byproduct of our radio show. I don't expect that.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
And also, I should say Matt and Kristen, who we've talked about.
Yeah.
Who did meet in our chat room.
Yeah.
In week one.
You just got a kick out of
it. I do enjoy that. I'm so happy. I'm laughing. It's laughter.
Laughter with joy.
Yeah. It's just,
I was going to say tears of joy, but
it's such a genuine laughter. I'm so happy for those two crazy kids. But Matt and Kristen got together. And week one, we're now in week five. They met in our chat room. Their only common interest was a love of Jeremy and my views and our crazy stories.
Which is really all you need. And doctors say, as long as you have a love of Jeff and Jeremy's views and viewpoints, that's the keys to a happy marriage.
Well, Matt sent me a note. He said, Chris and I are moving in together.
Wow.
What a big step.
That is a big step.
All from the chat room.
Congratulations.
Matt and Kristen. And he also said, Jeff, I hope if this keeps going well, would you do the petitions at the wedding? And I said I'd be honored.
Nice.
Yeah. So again, Matt and Kristen, keep it going.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's keep a beautiful it going. Story. All right. Well, we don't want to. We don't want to, keep anyone waiting. Last week, at the end of episode 4, we had mentioned we left it with kind of a little tease that there would be. There'd be a little tease that we would have a story of mine about getting held up at gunpoint.
Yeah.
Which was a hilarious story that we wanted to share.
We'd like to end on a hilarious note. And, this whole week I've been wondering, I want to hear the story.
Yeah. Well, you know the story.
But I want to hear it on the
hear
air.
It again?
Yeah, okay. It's not the same.
Well, so this was actually related to Jeff because it was I was out for some event.
It was a bar crawl.
It was a bar crawl. Yeah. Okay. So you're out for a bar crawl and, in Tremont, awesome area to do a bar crawl. So towards the end of the night, I had a couple drinks in me, and it was it must have been summertime.
It was summertime, June bar crawl.
And I'm walking back to my brother's house because he also lived in Tremont at the time. And I was walking back there, and I was crossing over by Prosperity, and it was dark, and I was walking in my shorts and flip flops, and again had a couple to drink, so I wasn't completely aware of my surroundings.
Right.
But as I was passing by this building, I thought I heard this voice say, "Hey, come here. Hey, come here." And I wasn't quick enough to notice it right then.
Right.
But as I took a couple more steps, I'm like, "Did a strange voice in the alley just tell me to come here?" And I thought, "Well, maybe I should investigate, because if you hear a strange voice,
you should approach it."
Yes, that's rule number one.
Absolutely, I do that every day.
Yeah, yeah. If you hear a strange voice in an alley,
especially at night,
call out to you. Yeah. You should go check it out.
Yeah, it's important.
So I did, and there was this guy in like a black hoodie, kind of in the alley of about 6 feet back from the sidewalk, and he looked to have in his hand a gun, kind of hidden away, kind of tucked back. And he said to me, I'm like, "Good evening, sir." And he says to me, "Get on the ground, MF-er." Now, here at the Jeff Radio Show, Jeff and Jeremy, we don't like to cuss because it's Sunday morning and some people are in church.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can, you know, you can guess what he was actually saying to me. So he said, "Get on the ground, MF-er," and I didn't think that was a good idea.
Yeah.
So here's in my intoxicated state, I thought, let's just run from the situation
with flip flops.
With flip flops, and it was rainy. It was kind of like a rainy, yeah. rainy night. So I just started to run away in what had to have been the most awkward scene with my flip-flops squishing and flapping up and down. And I'm sure I didn't have the best form as far as running away. But nothing happened. So he didn't shoot at me, like, you know, which is probably a good
thing. You kind of beat the odds. I feel like if that would happen to 10 people, I feel like more often than not, something bad would happen.
Well, see, he was down this alley and there was like a gate. You know, like
was he behind the gate?
And he was behind the gate. So I think back to the situation sometimes, and even if I had gotten down on the ground,
yeah, he would have had to open the gate,
unlock the gate.
He would have had to wait,
come over. You know, he didn't ask me for any, I don't know if he was going to frisk me, or you know, because then the sidewalk was more in the public. But
yeah,
you know, I was more pissed off than anything. I was more pissed off than anything because, you know, it was just some punk kid.
Yeah.
And not really, you know, I don't know.
We should say, I think to our listeners, we wouldn't recommend that strategy. I think generally.
Yeah. If you're trying to get advice of what to do in any situation, whether it's being held up at gunpoint, what you should do if a cop pulls you over, proper etiquette on a first date. This is probably not the show to get your
advice. And actually, our mailbag, this leads into our mailbag, which we'll talk about later. We do have a question about a guy who was released from prison. He was in prison because of an incident with animals at a farm.
Ah, yes.
So this kind of relates to that. So okay. We'll tackle that later.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that one.
Me too.
So, all right. Next up on the agenda, of course, we always like to start off the show talking about ourselves.
Yes.
So, Jeff, how was your weekend?
Jeremy, it was a great weekend. Football in Tremont is back.
Oh, nice.
You know how I enjoy that.
Yes.
It really is great to have the football season back. So we had our first game yesterday, and the game involves not just a football game, but it's really a whole day. We went to the treehouse before around noon, had some cocktails, had a 2 o'clock game at the Clark Fields down by Tremont, back to the treehouse, the patio, watched the Ohio State game. It's really a great way to spend a day, Saturday afternoon in Tremont. So it's whole day thing now really through early November. So that was really my weekend, and I also did the art walk on Friday night a little bit. And I got to tell you, on this Friday, I found a new bar in my neighborhood.
You found a new bar?
And I've lived here 5 years.
It's always awesome when you discover something new in your own backyard.
It is, because you know, you think you know it all.
Yeah.
And we have always said that. We pretty much we feel like we know it
Jeff,
all.
Jeff, yeah, we've had many discussions on how
we figured it all out.
Yeah.
We figured it out. We get life.
Yep.
We're just kind of going through the motions.
We know the meaning.
We know the meaning. So I ended up stumbling on this called Tony's Southside Pizza.
Okay. I've driven by before, and I've seen the outside. It looks like kind of a wood paneling, a wood sign.
Yeah, and actually some of the letters of the sign have fallen off.
It looks, I've always thought that it's closed. It looks like it used to be open like 10, 20 years ago, and that's been closed.
They used to be churning out, like, it looks like they used to be like a pizza factory. You know, it'd be a lot of wear and tear. It looks kind of beaten up. But I guess last fall it opened up, Tony's Southside Pizza, corner of Literary and Professor.
Are they sponsoring this show?
Well,
and here's a Tony Southside Pizza right here. They've delivered to the studio.
Well, now that's the thing. They don't have pizza there.
What?
So we go in there.
What's the name of the place?
Tony's Southside Pizza.
And if I go in there,
I didn't see any pizza there.
I would like a mushroom pizza.
I think they would just shake their heads and ask you to leave.
Okay.
So I walk in there.
I think
and
it's a drug front.
It just opened last fall. Only open Friday and Saturday nights. That's it. You walk in from this rickety exterior. You go inside. And it's the nicest place you've ever seen. It's all polished wood, marble, unbelievably high end. You almost have to do a double take, and I didn't realize what was going on. I thought, I didn't know where I was. It was very confusing.
Yeah.
And it's no beer is on tap.
Yeah.
It's only liquor and wine. And it is the nicest interior maybe I've ever seen.
Anywhere.
And it's got the worst exterior.
I've seen lots of nice interiors in my day, Jeff.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll broadcast live from Tony's Southside Pizza.
We should. That would be a good location.
So,
do they have internet?
No.
Okay. Well,
so I guess we won't.
I'm gonna run a long cable.
Yep.
From someone's.
We can do that from my house.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but it's just what an unbelievable. First of all, it's so great for me to find someplace new, but probably one of the most. And Tremont is great for unique places, but this I think even tops everything I've seen in Tremont. It is. I wanted a beer, and you couldn't even order a beer. I felt like I was out of place there. People were looking at us when we walked in.
What was the crowd like?
There was like, it's only like three or four tables. It's very small, but they were, it was dressed nicely. And I think part of the art walk, obviously it's a nice spillover business, people walking around. But what a cool place. A great place to take someone. So I am now going to be going there quite a bit more, but I'll be prepared next time. I can only walk in. I was shocked. I didn't understand what was going on. And then I left.
You should wear a full suit next time.
Yeah, I really
like
should.
A hat.
But a new adventure in Tremont, new place to go. Huh. So how about that?
That sounds good.
Yeah. And then as long as we're on the topic of me discovering
as long as we're on all about you, here's some more about Jeff.
Let's get this out of the way real quick. Great place in Rocky River called Market.
Yes, I've seen this. I've seen on Foursquare, I've seen some of my friends checking in to Market. And I actually saw you there first.
I did check in there.
And I thought I was going to like berate you. I thought you were at like the West Side Market and you just didn't know how to properly use Foursquare and you're just like, I'm at Market.
Market.
Like Jeff Market.
Caveman?
No.
Yeah. Like the caveman mentality.
But no, it's actually called
Market. It's called Market. But no, it's in Rocky River, Detroit, and Linda by Mitchell's Ice Cream and the Rocky River Wine Bar.
Gotcha.
To give you some references there. Yeah. But it's unbelievable. It's only been open about 2 weeks. Fantastic stone patio. The menu was unbelievable. Bison burgers, are very lean,
yeah.
Very good for you.
Delicious.
Bison burger with bacon. I had a pumpkin ale. They've got a ton of seasonal ales. Just great TVs. The patio was fantastic. And just going on. I've not seen a place like this in Cleveland, to be honest. And the fact is in Rocky River, I think they need some of that. But just a great night on the patio. I think that from now to November, people got to utilize this while they can. I couldn't say enough good things. The pumpkin ale was amazing. I would go back and
who made the pumpkin ale?
I don't know if it was theirs. I feel like they might do some brewing there, but I don't know whose pumpkin ale it was, but great cinnamony taste. I'm pretty much sure you put cinnamon in any beer and it tastes unbelievable.
Well, the reason that I asked, Jeff, is because on Friday I went to Melt in Lakewood.
Yeah.
And they have on tap the Southern Tier Pumpkin beer. Mm. And it is awesome. I've gotten Southern Tier Pumpkin in a bottle. But it's not the same. I mean, I know that you're normally afraid of draft beers.
Yeah, but I'll do a good seasonal ale.
But this one, you have to because it's much better. It's much better on draft than it is in the bottle, and it has that cinnamon
kick.
It's all cinnamon. It's like a cinnamon foamy head. It's all about the head. I think that's why you have to have the have to do the draft.
Yeah,
because the bottle, you can't. You don't have the same head on a bottle, Jeff. It's all about the draft.
You've always said that. But I definitely think that I will try that beer, first of all. But go to Market, man. It makes you want to move to Rocky River. And we grew up in Rocky River.
Yes, we did.
That's where our roots are.
I always think
someday you and I are going to go together. We're going to go full circle back to Rocky River. And I hope when we do that move, it finds us a Market
right.
on the first night back.
Right. Well, I hope if we do that, I hope if we move back to Rocky River, that... No teenage thugs steal your candy on Halloween.
Yes, absolutely. We got to. Well, we have a story for another day. We have a Halloween show we're getting ready for.
Yes.
So let's save that for October.
Picking our costumes out.
Yeah.
So as I was saying, I went to Melt on Friday. It was awesome. Jen and I went there, and we were. They had the Southern Soul sandwich. Is their sandwich of the month? So it's a sandwich with cornbread on it. It's like cornbread is not the bread. It's there's a sandwich, but then there's cornbread in it. Pepper jack cheese, fried green tomatoes, collard greens. It's just black bean, black eyed pea puree. It's just amazing.
Wow.
And we were sitting next to this couple, and they came in from Detroit twice just to go to this restaurant. And so the one of our friends is dating the owner Matt Fish, and so we were like, well, you have to tell him this story. So we told Matt, and he was like, awesome. Went over there, sat down with him, gave him like some sign because they do different posters to promote their sandwiches each month. Mm. So he gave him a couple like signed posters, and they were like thrilled. You know,
oh, yeah.
I mean, if you come in from Detroit just to come to a specific restaurant, and then you get a chance to meet the owner and get some stuff, it was awesome.
That's pretty
cool.
It
was awesome. Yeah. So we did that, and then have to give a shout out to Jenny Whoopser, her 30th birthday It was this weekend, and her husband, Eric, threw an awesome surprise party for her out in Huron, right on Lake Erie. His grandparents have her grandparents have a place out there. And, yeah, so it was just an awesome, awesome time.
That sounds great. Now, I think back to the melt story, I think it says a lot about Detroit, too.
If you have to drive all the way to Cleveland.
I mean, that's kind of unbelievable, but as good as melt is, and I would love to go to melt, but that does say a lot about Detroit, too.
Well, you know, Cleveland restaurants like melt have been getting lots of play on all those, bless you, Jeff. I keep getting these pop-ups.
Now, can we see the chat room?
Sure, Jeff.
I wish I knew that on the air, but okay.
All right, there you go. But yeah, I mean, Cleveland wrestlers have been getting a lot of the Food Network and Travel Channel and all that. So I think, you know, people drive from all around to check out the Cleveland culinary scene.
Yep, absolutely.
So, all right, next story. So here's an interesting story.
Big news.
And I don't even know how I should preface this. I've heard this story 27 times told by my fiance Jen, who I talk about every show. I don't even know how to start this story.
Once upon an Oprah.
Once upon an Oprah. So my girlfriend is going to be on Oprah. My girlfriend is going to be on Oprah this coming Friday, whatever this is, Friday, September 16th.
17th.
Friday, September 17th, my girlfriend's going to be on Oprah. She had, a friend of hers had told her, hey, on Oprah's website, you can apply if you're a bride-to-be. You can jump onto the Oprah website and tell your bridal story and, you know, if you're having problems paying for the wedding or finding a dress or whatever. So she did this. And a producer from Oprah actually called her then. Like a couple days later, and was just asking her more details about her wedding, and you know why are you paying for this wedding yourself, and all, you know, things like that. And so then she gets an email a couple weeks later, like inviting her to be in the audience on Oprah.
Wow.
And she kind of had a suspicion that it might be the bridal show, but she wasn't sure. But then when she told them that, you know, her mother was going to be, cause they gave her two tickets and that she was bringing her mom, they asked, oh, is Iris a bride as well? And she said, no, that's my mom, you know? And so then, cause they asked her about being a bride, she's like, wow, this could be a bridal show. And Oprah, as I'm sure you know, Jeff, is just known for giving away like lots of stuff to the audience. I mean, she's given away cars and trips and all sorts of stuff in the past. So Jen thought, you know, maybe I will get something. And I didn't want, you know, you don't want to get your hopes up or think that something might happen and have them dashed against the rocks.
But,
you know, like thinking like, okay, well, it'd be nice to get, you know, weddings are expensive. It'd be nice to get part of it paid for, covered, or whatever.
Yeah.
So she flew out there with her mom on Wednesday after work. And so Thursday, you got to get there like really early. They start at like 7 in the morning or something over there out in Chicago. Well, did you ever go to the Oprah show when you were in Chicago?
You know what? I didn't.
No.
I didn't.
Missed an opportunity.
I missed out. I would have loved to have gotten in on this bridal stuff.
So they get there, and it wasn't all, like, the entire audience wasn't brides. There was about 50 brides, and then there was a lot of, you know, other people that weren't brides or weren't with a bride. So she started to think, well, maybe this isn't, you know, my thing, but. So she starts talking about all these, she brings out these guests that have all these like tragic stories about things that have happened in her life. And she gave, you know, one guest she gave like a house to.
Oh,
and
wow.
And so now Jen's thinking, you know, these people have like had horrible tragedies in their life. Like maybe, like she said, she thought she was maybe getting punked. Like this is just to show that I'm a selfish brat thinking that, you know, oh, my wedding.
Because you're not that bad. It's not like she has a horrible story
with
you.
Right, right. It's not like, I'm not like, I haven't been dispatched to Iraq or anything like that.
Right, right.
We have all of our limbs and healthy and things like
that. You've got a great radio show going.
Exactly. I got a lot of things going for me right now. So, but then the Vera Wang, who I guess is a famous wedding designer.
Oh,
she designs all sorts of stuff. Okay, so you're familiar.
Oh, yeah, I love her work.
Okay. All the straight guys in the audience are like, what? Turn off this radio show
these
now.
These are Vera Wang jeans.
Right. I'm going to go listen to some other podcast. So Vera Wang comes out and gives one of the brides who had, again, tragic story. She's like, oh, you're going to get a Vera Wang dress. And she's going crazy. And all the brides are going crazy because they all feel happy for this girl. And
or happy for themselves because they might be next.
Well, no, they didn't. She really felt like at this stage it wasn't about them. But then like Oprah turns to them and said, you know, all you brides, you're planning on your wedding right now as well. And just seeing how compassionate you are towards her, you're all getting dresses too.
So she gets
a free wedding dress, a Vera Wang dress, new
Vera Wang.
Sorry,
a very, very nice dress. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, I guess Vera Wang is coming out with a new line that's like, it's a less expensive Vera Wang, but still, you know.
Right.
A Vera Wang.
Still a Vera Wang.
And then they were talking about, I don't know, I haven't seen the show yet, obviously, so we're going to have like a viewing party or something, but, so then she says that, oh, and you're all going to get, all getting honeymoons as well.
Unbelievable. So you're getting a honeymoon to where, a particular place?
Well, we get like a Marriott gift card that can be used for any Marriott in the world, and then for plane tickets, they'll pay for our plane tickets anywhere in the country. So we're thinking like Hawaii, you know.
Wow, that's unbelievable. So all from one Oprah show.
All from one Oprah show. And she got a $250 gift card to Kohl's, and to top it all off, she got a chicken pot pie.
Now, the other stuff seems to make sense, but I'm curious about the chicken pot pie. Is that...
Well, I guess Oprah and Gail were at... I didn't think we'd be talking about Oprah and Gail, you know, last week, if you'd have told me.
No, Gail, that's Gail King.
Wow, Jeff. I think you should just... No.
Gail King.
Gail King. They were down south for some funeral and went into this place that sold chicken pies. And it was like a kind of a smaller scale restaurant. But we're just raving about the chicken pies. And of course, when Oprah likes your stuff, like,
look out,
you're awesome. So they got some deal with like Harry and David. So Harry and David is distributing their pies so you can buy their chicken pies.
All from an Oprah visit. What if Oprah happened to be in Tremont?
What if Oprah happens to listen to the show?
You know what she could do for us?
I know. She could.
I want a piece of the Oprah magic.
This is her last season, so that should be our goal. If we can get Oprah to mention us before her season.
Does she have a podcast of the month club?
She's got like a radio network. Maybe they're looking for new hosts for the Oprah radio.
Tell you what, I'll work Gail King. Because I don't think people are calling her as
much. And I have that connection with Oprah.
You work Oprah, I'll work Gail.
Okay. Sounds like
all right, I'm gonna do it now. I'll see you later.
Okay.
That's still an unbelievable story. Congratulations to both of you. You guys deserve it. Well, what an unbelievable opportunity for both of you. That's fantastic.
It's very honored, humbled, excited. It's very, very cool. Very awesome. So
there you go, viewers. The chat room is just buzzing about this news.
The chat room loves Oprah. They say that you're more of a Tyra guy. That you're more of Tyra Banks as opposed to Oprah.
Yeah, that's I don't really have anything to say about that.
Which probably means it's true. Let's go check Jeff's TiVo. Let's play back. Let's see what's being recorded on Jeff's DVR.
A lot of Friends reruns.
Yes.
I'll say.
So anyway, hey, here's a segment that I wanted to introduce, Jeff. And you don't know much about this. But so a new segment called Modern Marvels, where we talk about things in our current times that we live in that we like or that impresses us.
Hey, we haven't talked about this.
No. So, you know, because the podcasts, we can be immortalized and people could be downloading this, you know, years in the future. And they might want to know at the time, you know, like 100 years ago, people might have been impressed by the podcast
would have been very impressive.
Yes, would have been great. But I'm saying things that they had
then. Oh, sorry. Right.
You know, like a hoe to till the soil.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, like that was a big piece of technology back then.
Was that more in the 1800s, though?
I don't know,
okay,
Jeff.
Sorry.
I'm not trying to be historically accurate here. You understand
this
what
segment
I'm
is done. So no, I see what you're saying.
For Modern Marvels for this week, I would say indoor plumbing. Because if there was one thing that would be taken away from me that I would miss the most, besides podcasts, would be indoor plumbing. The fact that you can do your business and it's taken out through a pipe to somewhere else, I think is awesome.
So you're saying the jump from outhouse to indoor plumbing
huge.
Was unbelievable.
Huge.
I would, you know, how could you disagree with that? I challenge you.
I don't think you could.
To find someone who disagree with that.
Yeah.
So on the spot, do I have to think of something on the spot with no notice?
Jeff, I mean, normally we plan for hours and hours. This one, I wanted to test your chops.
So from between now and 100 years ago, what do I really value? I have to say, Jeremy, I'm going to think this is kind of an out-of-the-box answer.
By the way, Eric hates you in the chat room. He thinks that the chat room's ganging up on you now. They say that your build is similar to Tara Banks.
Is that an insult? I guess it is.
I mean, she's got a great body, I guess, but I don't know.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, but I'm glad he's a fan.
I don't think he is. I think that the chat room's there just to harass
him. I'm going
to
go with, can I say two now? Is this Modern Marvels? Is this the only time we're doing this? Should I let it all out now?
No, well, depending on how well it's received, we might do this every week.
I don't think it's going to go on after this week. So
we need to have more regular segments.
I don't think it's going to go on. So pending it doesn't go on after this week, I'm going to have two.
Okay.
I'm going to say refrigeration.
Oh, yeah.
Which you really can't say enough about refrigeration. I actually might put that above plumbing.
So if you had to give up either refrigeration or indoor plumbing, you would give up indoor plumbing first?
I'm going to put one more in the mix, television. I love television.
Yeah.
So it'd be television.
I don't know if I would give up my toilet for my TV.
I would.
Really?
Yep. Did you see there was no hesitation there?
Like you would have a flat screen TV in your outhouse then.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
Theoretically. But refrigeration, you can't talk about. Can we do a show on just refrigeration?
I think we can talk enough about refrigeration. I think we just did.
It really has changed the way we live. And so if 100 years ago, between then and now, refrigeration is number one.
Okay. I think you like this segment now.
I do. I'm going to work on next week.
Okay, good. Next segment. Oh, speaking of Tony Southside Pizza and finding things in Tremont, there's now a new iPhone app. Again, you can't participate in this, so
nope.
I'm sorry, Jeff. But there's a new Experience Tremont iPhone app called was put together by SCK, which is located here in Tremont, called Experience Tremont. So if you have an iPhone, you can go get this Experience Tremont app, and it shows you can see all the bars and restaurants in Tremont. If you click on certain ones, they'll tell you deals.
Is Tony's Southside Pizza in there?
I don't know if Tony's Southside Pizza's in here. Tony. Wow. No, it's not.
Okay.
See, you're even off the the iPhone.
That's
app.
How
you're
I. That's how
off
I operate.
The app.
But wow. That's really interesting. So it's got up to date deals.
Yeah, up to date deals. You can then see like what as far as like what's going on today, like Southside Brunch.
Oh, that's pretty
cool. Sunday Southside Brunch is going on today, and there's an outdoor tailgate going on over at Southside. Doors open at noon, costs $30. Or maybe if you host a podcast, you can get it free. But
we do have to explore that angle, because they do have a great outdoor area. It'd be great for a podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting. Well, so there you go. Tremont application. Everyone's got to check that out.
Experience Tremont.
Experience Tremont like we do.
Right.
How do we experience it?
Well, we do podcasts from it.
We are always promoting the neighborhood.
Jeez. And we don't get a dime for it.
Nope. Or for the show. But we'll talk about that's going to change.
Right.
In November when we do that subscription
service.
Some
new sponsors coming up. If you want to sponsor the show, go to radioshowonline.com.
There's PayPal. There's a PayPal link.
There's
you can just submit money.
Right, exactly.
Via this link.
Actually, there is a podcast where the guy has sponsors and he uses the advertising revenue to pay for like his staff. But the only money that he takes is from, he has a tip jar. So you can, through PayPal, tip him.
Yeah.
And he makes probably more money than you or I do just from his podcast tip jar.
But see, I want more than the tips. I want any money that comes in to be ours.
Okay.
I want to be very clear about that.
We want to have interns doing all the work
and we'll take all the money.
Yeah. We don't even want to do the podcast.
We'll have a tip jar for them, but we'll probably take that too.
We just want to sit back and like point at them and tell them things to do, and that we could just sit back and drink our coffee. But
well, let me. You know, I know we have a schedule here, but can I skip around to this Progressive Field thing?
Sure.
Because this is kind of interesting. This just came out. The Dolans own the Cleveland Indians.
Right.
And as you may know, they are not very successful at what they do.
Running the Indians?
Running the Indians.
I'm wearing an Indian shirt, too.
You are, and I'm sure they appreciate that. But they tend to not do very well. They lose money every year. They are competitive once every 4 or 5 years. They're just the owners that you don't want to have for a team. They don't have any pockets. It appears they really overpaid for the team back in 2000. They operate. They've got to make money or break even every year, on and on and on. We're always trading away our good players for prospects. It's in a constant rebuild. So you can't say enough bad things about the Dolans. And then to get more interesting, and another
so you're
way.
You're not voting for what's his name for county?
No, Matt Dolan. He does not have my vote.
Okay, wow.
So in their unending ways to try and make money off the Indians without spending money, they've come up with a new way. And actually, this is kind of cool. I don't really like them or respect them, but I do think it's kind of cool that you can use Progressive Field in the winter. They're doing a thing called Snow Days.
Snow Days.
And it starts November 26th, and it's going to be open all winter long at the ballpark. And there's going to be an ice rink basically on the outer ring of the park along the warning track. There's going to be an ice rink going around the exterior of the park, the inside ring, all year long. You can ice skate, and there's going to be basically a toboggan run from the bleachers, you know, that big wall in left field?
Yeah.
It's going to go from the bleachers down into the park for like a toboggan shoot.
That's going to be pretty cool.
That is really cool.
Now how big, how tall do you think that's going to end up being?
Well, that wall is probably 20 feet tall, wouldn't you say, at least, that left field wall? I mean, it's a serious wall.
Yeah, it's big.
So obviously they're going to angle that down, and then you've got an ice skating rink in the middle. So it would be cool to be able to use the park in some non-traditional ways and time of year when it's not usually used. And this kind of, to me, corresponds with lately you've seen some of the ballparks, baseball parks, hosting outdoor hockey games on New Year's Day.
Oh, really?
Which is kind of a cool thing. Wrigley did it, Fenway did it, and they basically take the middle of the park and they put in this hockey rink, and it's just a great way to do something different in the park. So look for Snow Days in Cleveland starting November 26th. So it should be a good way to use that area. And it's always great. You know, they've got that ice skating rink downtown on Public Square.
Yeah. I don't know if they use that as much anymore because they have one out in out in University Circle and Wade Oval.
Okay.
That's like, but it's not real ice. It's like plastic.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it'd be too good to skate on.
But you can use, and I've seen people skating on it. I mean, you can't like shred or anything. You know, like you like to shred.
Yeah, I shred. I shred it.
Yeah, well, you like to shred when you're ice skating?
That's how I shred.
You can't do that on the plastic, but it does seem that people can, people skate.
What am I supposed to do then when I can't shred?
I don't know.
I'm out.
I think you should go there and make a big scene. Be like, well, if I can't shred...
Are you telling me I can't shred?
I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, I'm going to Progressive Field where I can shred.
Where I can shred and I can ride a toboggan from... So it's going to be like by like the Batter's Eye or the whatever stupid name that they
Oh, now for. It's... yeah, it's the...
Rigid Tool.
The Rigid Tool Job Site Bar.
That's the worst name ever. That's the worst...
It takes any fun out of saying, let's meet up, blank. It takes any fun out of saying, hey, I'm going to the Rigid Tool Job Site Bar. You turn into a computer.
Jeff, well, I'm going to meet you at Progressive Field.
Oh, that sounds great.
Let's grab a beer at the Rigid Tool.
Oh, that doesn't sound so great.
That sounds exactly like the opposite of what I want
so
to do.
So Dolan. You remember that show, That's So Raven? We should do That's So Dolan and talk about their chintzy ways.
That's So Dolan.
That's So Dolan.
Have you been following the county government race?
Do you see all these printouts I have of this?
Is this now we're getting from our now we're getting to the serious news segment.
Look at that overweight mobster.
That's a beautiful picture there.
This picture of Russo is a real gem. He looks like someone out of The Sopranos. I mean, he's got that vibe in this picture. His mouth's open. He looks like a complete idiot.
Frank Russo is going to jail.
Frank Russo is finally going to jail. Well, no, he is. They've got a plea deal set up.
Is it a done deal?
They plead down a little bit, but yeah, he's going away for a long time. They just
now, what's the plea deal entail? Because pretty much, so there's been all this corruption in Cuyahoga County, and the FBI has just kind of been knocking out the people at the bottom, and you can tell they're like, you know, they're building the case. They take the people out the bottom. They get higher and higher up in the organization because all the people at the bottom do plea deals, and so you've got five different people testifying against the next guy, and then you got five of those people testifying against the next guy. It's pretty much Frank Russo and Jimmy DeMora.
The biggest
are the last
domino
two.
Of them all is Jimmy DeMora.
And he is about
and
to
maybe
fall.
We'll finally find Little John too. We can solve two mysteries.
When they push him over.
Once they
there's
find
Little
it.
John. Yep,
there's Little John, and hey, Jimmy DeMora, you've been real corrupt.
You've been corrupt. Bad Jimmy DeMora.
Bad Jimmy DeMora. So Russo's gut went down. He resigned the day the charges came out. And a big step for the city of Cleveland cleaning up this mess. Now, you know, other states, you know, Rod Blagojevich,
yeah.
You know, it's really the last 2 years there's been a lot of corruption and with public officials. But we definitely, this has been a huge thing for the city. The city's already reenacted a new form of county government. So I think changes are happening. And
changes are afoot.
Good times are better times are on the horizon. But this is a huge step. Russo being taken out of his office and then being put in jail. Now there's one more left. The DeMora one's going to be huge because they've been spending 2 years building this case. And it just involves, they said really from the day Russo got into office, he immediately started awarding out contracts where he would be paid on the side for awarding contracts. And it never ended for his 12-year reign in office. He was constantly abusing his power.
I mean, and it doesn't help when you see, I mean, I see numbers get spit out there as far as, you know, this job costs this much. And the amount of money that's spent on all these projects, and it's because there's kickbacks and there's all, it's just
so corrupt. And there was no check on what they could do was the problem. These commissioners had no one, there was no authority, there was no one above them. They had free reign, and that has all been changed now. And there's much more, there's a lot more transparency, I think, going forward in county government. But big step in the city of Cleveland this week, getting him out.
So does Russo say what part of the plea deal is? Does it say that he's going to, because I thought I read he was not going to testify against DeMora.
Well, no, they don't mention the details of the plea agreement, just that he agreed to a plea agreement. But now, they did say that his sentence could have been half of what it's going to be had he agreed to testify against other people 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He declined that, and that's why his sentence now is what it is. But had he agreed to cooperate, his sentence would have been far, far less. So that's kind of interesting. So obviously that strategy didn't pay off too well.
My question, though, is now whose picture am I going to deface at the local gas station? Because he has his,
photo. His mug with his white tie and white suit is on every gas station pump in the county.
And his goofy smile, yeah.
There's someone else now we're going to have to, you'll just have to defame the new guy they put on there.
I don't know. I mean,
maybe DeMora. Maybe what if you just, you could still, DeMora we can still defame while he's still in office.
Yeah, but his picture isn't on gas
can't
pumps.
You just imagine it?
I'm just going to start sticking pictures of DeMora
all over gas pumps.
I gotten so good at putting little, long curly mustaches on Russo's face that I'm worried that when there's a new face I'm not going to have the same you can't just throw the same mustache on any guy's picture.
No, it's not.
No, it's got to be catered towards whoever you're defacing.
But thank God these guys are on their way out. So very good news to City Cleveland. And I want to thank Ed in Concord, Ed K in Concord, for bringing that to my attention. He said, could you guys adjust this? He said, you guys take on the controversial issues. Could you adjust? Could you really address this issue with Russo? And I think we did it, Jeremy. And I think now people know where we stand on this.
We don't run away from the tough issues.
No, because a lot of people are for Russo.
No. Because a lot of people are worried that they're going to lose their sponsors. That sponsors are going to back out. Right. There's going to be... Well, guess what? When you don't have sponsors... I mean, some people think it's just because you're not popular and no one listens to your show.
Who said that?
That's... I don't know. Okay. Rumors. It was written on the local gas station.
A lot of innuendo. Yeah.
Yeah. But the reason that we don't have sponsors is we don't want to be victim or held hostage by the man.
Yep.
So we can be free to say, like we said earlier in the broadcast, MF-er.
Right. We did say that.
We said MF-er. And people can't... They can't say, oh, well, now Subway, we're going to pull... You're not going to get any more sandwiches.
Yep. No, they can't say that. They can't hurt us any more than we've already hurt ourselves by not having any sponsors.
We're going to get into some letters segment here. Remember, you can always email us at hatemail@radioshowonline.com. But before we get into that, I want to talk about... here's a letter that Jeff actually wrote. Because, doing what we do to try to... we like to promote the show, and we're at the early stages of our show.
You actually have the letter. Oh no!
Oh yeah. We're trying to get a grassroots, building following. So I just want to read a letter that an email that Jeff sent to Cleveland Scene, one of our great local independent papers. But just remember, this is Jeff writing this. All right, I'm going to try to read verbatim as I can. All right, and I'll try to do it in Jeff's voice. I'm not sure if you guys ever write about local podcasts.
I object to that voice.
All right, I'll do mine. I'm not sure if you guys ever write about local podcasts, but these two guys in Cleveland, this is Jeff writing this, but these two guys in Cleveland started an internet radio show airing live every Sunday from 11 to noon. It's called Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy and details the experiences of living in the city of Cleveland for people in their 20s and 30s. They talk about what's going on around town and mix in stories of experiences of living in the city. It's really funny/interesting. And they said they had almost 200 downloads of their recent show, in parentheses, episode 4. Below is the website, www.radioshowonline.com. They also have a page on Facebook. Cheers, Jeff Longsworth.
Now wait, and in fairness, you have to read the note I sent you when I sent that to you. Read the note. If you're going to read verbatim, scroll up and read the note that I sent to you.
He wrote to me. He's like, it, you forwarded and you said, here's the guy from Scene Magazine's response. Not sure why I wrote my message in the third person, but it just seemed right. And someone from the Scene wrote, cool, Jeff, I'll take a listen and get back in touch if we can do anything with it.
I just felt like I should write in the third person so it would be more credible. And then at the end, I decided I'd let him know it was me.
But then you sign it in your own name.
Yep. That's how I do things.
So, I don't know. They might be listening, and if they were, they've probably turned it off.
They've probably shut it off. But we are never stopping trying to spread the show. Nope. We want to reach as many homes and businesses and churches as we can.
Mosques and synagogues.
Synagogues. So there you go. So I'm never stopping. I also wrote the same thing to the Plain Dealer in the third person. but they did not respond.
With an English accent.
Apparently they're too good for that.
Dear sirs.
I live overseas. That's how it started off.
All right. Well, there's another email that I got that didn't get sent to hatemail@radioshowonline.com. It got sent to my personal email, but I had never gotten one of these, and I thought it was just awesome, and I think that we should write a response to this. But it's a little long, but it might be worth it.
It's about four pages.
I don't know.
Single-spaced.
Here we go. So this is an email that I got in one of my email addresses. Dearest one, aww, please, I know this may come as surprise to you, which it did.
You know, not very good. They could use some articles in that first part. Maybe
If you're going to try to scam people out of their money, I think you want to be more concise.
You got to use articles.
To the point, yeah, yeah. Please, I know this may come as surprise to you because you do not know me. I need your assistance. Is that why I am writing you?
That's a run-on, Jeremy.
It is my desire of going into a relationship with you. This is all one sentence.
Well, she's courting you.
Right. So at first, I was excited.
So the courting process has officially begun.
It says, dearest one.
With a run-on sentence.
Yes. My name is Lady.
Oh.
Florence.
Period. Florence.
I don't understand if her first name is Lady. I don't get it. My name is Lady, period. Florence, a nationality of Hope, Ghana. I was married to the late Mr. James Hope, who was a gold merchant in Accra, Ghana, for 9 years before he died in the year 2007.
You know, that's you hate to hear that. That's a sad story.
Yeah, yeah. And I think we should remember the gold merchants in Ghana that have given
James Hope. James Hope was a good man.
Mm-hmm. We were married for 20 years with a son. He died after an illness that lasted for four long years.
The news gets worse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Before his death, we were both born-again Christians.
Well, at least they did that before the end.
Right. Very important. When my late husband was alive, we deposited the sum of U.S. $14 million with one of the prime bank in Accra, Ghana, the city.
Okay, so far I'm totally on board with this.
Right.
It's very clear.
Right. So I understand husband died. You're married for 20 years.
Kid died, but they were Christian before his death.
Right, so that's good. And they got $14 million.
So things, I think, could be worse. Can we agree on that?
Right, right, right. Things could be worse. Maybe we should forward this to Oprah. Maybe she could give them a Vera Wang running dress. Presently, this money is still with the bank.
Oh.
Okay. Recently, my doctor told me I would not last for the next 2 months due to my cancer problem.
Cancer is a problem. That's definitely true.
They didn't just end with cancer because of my cancer problem.
Not my cancer blessing.
I mean, I think there's different ways you can look at cancer, but she chose to look
at
it as a problem.
She apparently is half glass empty.
All right.
Which is another problem.
Though what disturbs me most is my stroke.
More than the cancer? The cancer problem. Okay, so if you're rating her issues, you've got one stroke and two cancer problems.
I have a cancer problem.
Is it a stroke problem?
But what really gets my goat is my stroke. Okay. Having known my condition, I decided to donate this fund to orphanage homes/churches.
And that sounds just like Lady to be so giving like that. If I know Lady, that sounds like something she would do. Because she's a Christian.
Right, right. If I could donate to fund orphanage homes/churches, or better still, a good Christian individual that will utilize this money the way I start to get. I think I have a Christian individual that you give this money
to. I think that's you, Jeremy.
The Bible made us to understand that blessed is the hand that giveth. True. I took this decision because I have a son that will inherit this money.
I thought he died.
Well, I think this is another son.
Interesting.
We were married with a son. Okay.
She should have a son, though. They were married.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. See, now I'm getting kind of confused.
Maybe he rallied at the very end.
Puke and rally. I took this decision because I have a son that will inherit this money, but my son cannot carry out this work.
Because he's dead.
Only because I and my late husband decided to use some of the money to work for God and live some for my daughter to have a better live.
I'm confused.
Okay, so I think she has two sons. One died. She's got a daughter and two sons. And she then says, my son is just 17 years old now. She have low mentality. That must be a genetic thing.
Boy, is there a spell check in England or Ghana?
I guess not.
Whatever the hell this is.
There's no spell check. And
spell check would overload with this email.
Yeah, there'd be green and red lines underlined everywhere in Microsoft Word. She have low mentality and trusted my husband's relatives died here during the political crises.
Comma.
I have seen that my son is incapable to handle this type of money. I mean, he's only 17.
Yeah.
And I do not want my family hard-earned money to be misused by unbelievers.
Capital M and misused.
Can't blame you.
No.
You don't want the unbelievers.
Here's where I'm at right now. Lady, what can I do to help?
Right. That's what I'm thinking. Okay. I mean, just tell, what can I do?
I'm on board, lady. What do you want?
I don't want a situation where this money will be used in an ungodly manner. Mm. Hence the decision for taking this bold decision. Hence the reason for taking this bold decision, which is probably randomly sending an email to a
you.
Guy in
she's
the
never
United
met.
States.
Now, do you think she's afraid of death?
Well, that's what I was wondering, too. But then the next paragraph, I am not afraid of death.
Oh.
Hence, which should be since, but, you know, hence I know where I'm going to.
She's going to hell.
I know that I'm going to be in the bosom of the Lord. Exodus 14, verses 14.
Oh, yeah.
Says, the Lord will fight my case and I shall hold my peace. I actually didn't check this. We should check to make sure that that Exodus 14:14.
Do they have like matches in Exodus? Like one is versus. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
They were going against each other.
Yeah, that's the way she phrased it.
Right. I've actually. Wow.
It was a verse versus another verse.
Exodus 14 verses 14. Should we do the New International Version?
Yeah.
Okay. The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. Is that what she said?
No, she didn't say that.
The Lord will fight my case, and
I shall hold my peace. Well,
he asked you to be still, and now you're writing emails. I don't know.
She's fighting. You should be still.
I think she's disobeying the Lord. The doctor advised me not to answer any phone calls due to my health condition, which I don't know.
You can write rambling emails. The doctor said, feel free to write rambling emails,
right?
But don't touch the phone.
Right, but leave the phone alone. My daughter can always answer phone calls.
I thought the daughter was slow. Isn't the daughter slow?
No, the daughter, I think the son is slow. The daughter...
She have low mentality.
Yeah, but my son is just 17.
But then she have.
Okay. Well, I'm...
I don't want this daughter handling my phone calls if I'm lady.
I want to call the daughter.
Yeah. Can we get around now?
As soon as I to receive your reply, I shall give you the contact of the bank in Ghana where the fund is now. Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Okay.
I will also issue you a letter of authority that will empower you as the new beneficiary of the fund. Again, this is all good things.
What an honor.
I want you and the church to always pray for me because the Lord is my shepherd.
Of course,
yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Of course.
My happiness is that I live a life worthy of a worthy Christian. Whoever that wants to serve the Lord must serve him in spirit and truth. Please always be thorough, prayerful all your life. Please assure me that you will act accordingly as I stated here, expecting to hearing from you. Remain blessed in the name of the Lord. Please reply me on this email ID, ladyflorence@yahoo.com.
You got to get a hold of this money, Jeremy.
At least I know. You know what we could do, what radio show with Jeff and Jeremy could do with $14 million?
We could.
Besides giving it to the orphanages and churches.
We got to take care of those kids.
Right.
Those three kids or two kids.
Right. I'm worried we're going to run out of time here.
I think we are. We got to wrap.
We have to wrap up here. We got a couple minutes.
This mailbag with the guy and the goats and the farm. What are we going to do about this? We'll wait till next week.
We're going to have to wait till next week. We have so much information. So here's what we're going to do. For next week, we're going to have... What are the topics you have? Just a brief synopsis. So
okay, we have the relationship mailbag about a guy with his girlfriend. She's spending too much money.
Oh.
And then we have a guy who was just released from prison after serving a 20-year sentence for an altercation in his workplace. He was a goat farmer. We have to get into all this next week, Jeremy.
You'll have to tune into will that be episode 6?
Episode 6.
Episode 6. We'll have all that. We're also going to write to this lady Florence. And see what her response is.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So be sure to tune in every week. Check out radioshowonline.com where you can listen live. Check out the chat room, podcast, Facebook page.
Friend, like us.
All that good stuff.
Like us on Facebook. We need it. We need 50.
We need it. All right. So this is Jeremy.
And this is Jeff.
Signing off.
Late.